This is KUT. Rapid development is just about everywhere in Austin. Some of that development has brought up environmental questions or concerns over the increased traffic they could bring. But as KUT's Vanessa Roncagno explains, one developer has a fight on their hands that's not about what's happening above ground, but below.
We are walking into the Burdett Prairie Cemetery in Montopolis.
The small cemetery is overgrown. Headstones peek out from the grass and weeds. Adama Brown has been coming here since she was a kid.
A lot of people buried here, a lot of my family. I'm a sixth generation Texan.
Burdett Prairie Cemetery is named for a family that owned a cotton plantation here.
My family members, ancestors, were slaves who worked the Burdett plantation and ended up taking the Burdett name.
This was originally a cemetery for enslaved people, like Brown's ancestors. Later, the area became a freedom colony, a self-sufficient community created by emancipated slaves. This was the community cemetery. It's still being used today, although upkeep is questionable.
Are you sure you want to take a trek through here?
We head into deep grass. We're looking for Brown's grandfather's grave.
I know it's over in here.
Like a lot of graves here, it's unmarked. After searching for a while, we give up. The grass is just too high for her to recognize the spot. Brown is part of the cemetery association that looks after Burdett Prairie. The group is concerned because a developer is planning to build next to the cemetery, where there could be several unmarked graves.
I brought my big machete with me.
I'm on the developer's land now, with Fred McGee. McGee works his way through thigh-high weeds in the grounds behind the cemetery. He's part of the cemetery association and an archaeologist. McGee points out a big mound in the ground. It's maybe 5 feet high.
And it has what looks like about an 8-foot cross sitting right on top of the hill. Now, you don't have to be an expert on mound builders to realize that that looks pretty interesting.
He spots something else.
But right by this tree is a piece of limestone that looks conspicuously like a portion of a headstone. And there's various indentations in this portion of their lot that look like grave shafts. You know, you need to find out what that is.
With old cemeteries like this one, which dates back to the 1850s, archaeologists say boundaries can be elusive, and unmarked graves are common. Some have been found as far as 200 feet outside cemetery bounds. But the developer isn't required by law to do any surveying before starting construction. It's only if they actually unearth a grave that rules kick in.
Hi, my name is Mac McElrath. I am the managing director on the development side of Odin Hughes.
McElrath says the firm did hire an archaeologist who did archival research and a surface survey of the grounds around the cemetery. They took note of anything that might indicate a grave, like the giant cross, the limestone pieces, out-of-place plants like irises. Most of what they found fell within 75 feet of the cemetery, but one stone fragment engraved with the date 1863 was more than 100 feet away.
So what we have decided to do is create a self-imposed minimum buffer of 120 feet from the cemetery, whereby no development whatsoever will take place.
This means they'll be able to fit fewer apartments on the land, McElrath says, and it will cost his company, but he says they're happy to do it.
This is somewhat uncharted territory for us. All we can do is act with an abundance of caution and make sure that we meet or exceed the recommendations of the archaeologists, and that's what we're doing.
The Cemetery Association's McGee doesn't buy it.
The 120-foot buffer seems like a nice gesture on the part of the developer, but his archaeologist hasn't done any excavation. So it's more or less a guess.
And Austin archaeologist Rachel Feit says you've got to do more than guess.
It sounds to me like the developer did make a good faith effort, but sometimes you need to do more, and this may be one of those cases.
Feit says because the descendants of those buried at Burdett are concerned, more work is probably warranted, especially considering the precedent here.
It's been well documented that historically, especially cemeteries from minority and disenfranchised communities and poor communities do get lost and then paved over with, you know, a housing project or a road or a shopping mall.
The developer doesn't plan to do any more surveying. For Adama Brown, the situation is especially painful in the context of the changes happening all around East Austin, where she grew up.
It almost feels like even in death, we're displaced.
She's hoping the developer will listen. Vanessa Rancagno, KUT News.